My name is Sophie Brune, and this is Dryad Forest. One day in medieval Britain, the ruler of a small town near the famed Dryad Forest decided he needed a big tree to build a new carriage. He called his head woodcutter, who was honestly a bit shady, always wandering into Dryad Forest, to the grand hall. "Go forth," he declared, "and bring me the largest tree you can find. But, as always, the Dryad Forest is off limits." "I am your humblest servant, your majesty," the woodcutter said slyly. "I would never venture into Dryad Forest." "We all know you have gone in the forest before," the head advisor spoke. "Hopefully you have enough sense not to cut down a tree." The woodcutter journeyed off, as the advisor suspected, into Dryad Forest. He soon reached a circle of trees, all of them massive, surrounding the biggest tree yet. The tree was so massive it would take millions of men his size to fit all the way around it. He decided the king would be pleased if he brought this woodcutter's dream to him. "This is the tree I shall cut down," he decided. He raised his axe to cut the tree down. A girl clad in green darted out from the foliage. "Blasted dryad," the woodcutter screeched. He turned his axe on the dryad. The dryad danced around the massive tree. He gave chase. He spotted that all the trees had dryads standing in front of them, except for the second largest tree. He swung his axe towards the tree. He felled the large tree in 6 strong blows. The girl he'd been chasing let out a blood-curdling scream. Daphne screamed, and the trees screamed with her. She had saved the queen's tree, but he, that evil woodcutter, had cut down hers instead. Daphne stared as the woodcutter scooped up his rope and looped it around the tree. "No, stop," Daphne wailed, moving forward. The woodcutter snorted. "You can't stop me," he snarled. "Since I cut down your tree, you are nothing but mortal." "Thee are mortal, art thou not?" Daphne whispered. "Yet thou dare to fell a dryad's tree." The woodcutter smirked. "The king demands the largest tree I can find. I'll just take this and leave." He moved off into the trees. "Thou shalt regret this," Daphne hissed through bared teeth. The woodcutter stepped into the throne room of the palace some time later, pulling the tree behind him. "That tree is unusually large," the king frowned. "Are thou sure thee didn't get that from Dryad Forest?" "As I said before, my king, I would never harm a dryad," the woodcutter smiled condescendingly. "Then thou art dismissed," the king proclaimed. The woodcutter swept self-satisfied out. The king started when the doors exploded open. A girl draped in a dark brown hooded cloak stormed in. "Your majesty," the girl said furiously, trembling as she spoke. "Your woodcutter hath committed a horrible treason." The king stared. "What has he done? What do you mean?" The girl took a deep breath and said calmly, "Your woodcutter hath ventured into Dryad Forest and chopped down my tree. I ask only for 3 acorns in payment for his crimes." The king scrambled for a response. "Of course," he cried. "You may punish the woodcutter, and the tree is there." The king hurriedly pointed. The girl moved to the tree and pulled 3 acorns from it. The sky was pouring buckets as Daphne moved towards the woodcutter's home. She raised her fist and pounded it on the door. The woodcutter's voice rang out. "Who goes there?" Daphne said silkily. "Wouldn't thou rather come and find out? Only a coward would hide." The woodcutter came to the door, and Daphne said sweetly, "Thee will be glad for the river, for it shall carry thee home." Her hand darted out, and Daphne began to chant, "Teeth like a beaver, mind of a rat. Thou shalt never cut down a tree without suffering, and thou shalt have ever-lengthening teeth." Daphne turned and raced into the trees.